Blog Talk Radio.
I don't think that it was premeditated at all, as far as idolizing Paula. I think that it was designated, was heated, because Sankola probably said things that she didn't like. You know how she said, what did she say, like, you skip leg day or you skip something day? Like, she's the type of person that makes probably jokes, and then she just, it's all in fun, but then some people can be sensitive. So I believe that she says things that are like jokingly, but then she takes it seriously because she's probably sensitive about certain things about herself, including like when she said, it doesn't take that long to get naked, right? And then she came in there, and then Desiree was like in that mood, and like she, Sankola's probably like, she's free with her body and just like, let's go swimming, and then Desiree probably is not as free with her body and like, like you love your body, or you know, like self-confidence and everything that's to yourself, right? Self-esteem. So Sankola walks in there, and then she's like that. And Desjanae doesn't want to, like, wear, like, what swimsuit she's going to wear or even go skinny dipping because, you know, she's not as free of a female person like that. And I just really believe that she probably did not like Shankola over time because of jealousy and also Shankola saying certain things that actually were, that she didn't like. She was sensitive. That you, everybody knows, like, people that are really sensitive, you have to be careful. You can't really joke with them, like, do certain things because they take it the wrong way and they're, like, overly sensitive. So I think that she wanted to fight Shankola and Shankola didn't want to fight her, but she didn't take it as, oh, yeah, so I'm not going to fight Shankola. I'm just, like, I'll leave it alone. She wanted to fight, so she didn't care if someone was going to fight back or not. Remember in that, in this report, let's go to one line that I wanted to talk about is when she called the concierge, I mean, when she texted the concierge, Desjanae. Let's go to it, hold on. The statement from the concierge. Okay, the next day at 1350 or 1352 hours, I received a text message from the main guest, Ms. Jackson, asking me if I am available and which was the nearest medical service. I greeted her and asked her how I could support her and if she was looking for a hospital. She answered yes. I think my friend has alcohol poisoning and needs emergency service and someone to speak or translate in Spanish for us. Now, let me pause this real quick. It says, I think my friend has alcohol poisoning, so she's the one that put this out into the atmosphere, okay? She started this whole alcohol poisoning and needs emergency service. Now, I don't like Desjanae, but she did actually say to the concierge that and needs emergency service. Okay, now she lied about the alcohol poisoning. She neglected to say that she brutally attacked Shankola, okay? But she did state here that she needs emergency service, okay? If someone planned it on, like if she meditated to unalive her, she would not have said emergency service in this sentence. She would leave it as, I think my friend has alcohol poisoning and like whatever else. But she said emergency service, that would actually speed up getting Shankola help. Now, here's the thing. Since she said alcohol poisoning, the concierge, ignored the emergency part and said, well, you know, I can actually send out a doctor that can actually take care of alcohol poisoning. So that whole thing, the whole thing of her saying alcohol poisoning still led to her just getting the doctor sent out because she said alcohol poisoning. If she had told the truth and said, I think my friend is unresponsive because she was brutally attacked by me. I busted her eye, I threw her by her neck, I busted her lip, I brutally and savagely beat her for a long time, and now she's unresponsive and she needs emergency help. Then the concierge would have said, oh, wow, you probably need security there, you need police there, you need emergency service, you need all of that, right? So she still lied to the concierge either way, but for the fact that she said she needed emergency service, usually if I want someone to, like, be unalive, like, and pass away, I wouldn't say emergency help for that person. So what are your thoughts on that? And for this, I would say, like, she's called, the concierge is 24/7 service, right? So you call the concierge or you text them, most of the time you text through WhatsApp, that's how I reach them, right? And you text them what you need help with, right? And then from there, they refer you to what you need. So in this case, if she said this right here, alcohol poisoning and needs emergency care or service, the concierge should then send emergency service, right? However, it goes down to say that since since the she got alcohol poisoning, she's kind of tricked the concierge because now they're thinking, well, I could just send out a doctor that can actually just probably give an IV or something, right? It's that, let's continue on. I offered to send her a doctor so he could determine if it was necessary to go to the hospital. And I told her that the doctor speaks English. She answers, yes, please. I tell her that costs $100. So in this case, she still have said, no, I don't need a doctor to be sent out. I need actually her to go to the hospital because I know it's necessary because she was brutally attacked. So she's not telling the truth here, right, on this. So all in all, I don't think it's premeditated, but at the same time, I don't think that she was really caring if she survived, if you get my point. Like, I don't think it was premeditated to go on this trip on a lodge controller, but I also don't think that she wanted Sinclair to survive because she knew she'd be in trouble either way it goes. Even if Sinclair survived, if Sinclair survived, she would be in trouble for, like, aggravated battery and whatever injuries she sustained. And if she passed away, then she could probably lie and say it was alcohol poisoning. So I don't really think that, I think that she was going through the motion. Like, if you actually don't make any calls or attempts to save someone, then that can be, like, kind of suspicious, right? But if you actually try to pretend like you're making an attempt, a half-assed one, should I say, you can try to, like, oh, well, I tried to get her help, like that. But you're not really getting the person help because you're not really telling the truth about their true condition.
That's why the time of death can be so critical, because if she has an attack in a way or starting to pass away on the wrong course, yeah, then James May looks like she is responding to the person within a time of death.
So you're saying, like, if it's, like, from 1 to 4 p.m.? It says from 1 to 4 p.m. Are you saying, like, if it's on the minimum, like, the 1 p.m. time, then it makes it look like you're responding timely? To me, that's not really necessarily because the brutal attack doesn't look like it happened late, like that 1 p.m. It looks like it happened in the morning time, so that was like time had passed. And if they're saying that she had a busted eye 12 hours before she passed away, that means that the brutal attack started early. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it actually started early in the morning, right? And then, like you said, they probably kept fighting. Let's say that the brutal attack actually happened like that between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning, right? And then that's how she sustained some of her injuries. And then they kept on going at it for a long time. And then by the time we see the video, it had actually been like brutally attacking her before that video was on. They can be on, like, you know what I mean? We don't know what time they actually started the brutal attack. So, to me, if some of these injuries were sustained 12 hours before that 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., right, that would make it, like, 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning when this brutal attack probably started when she first got some of these injuries that are on there. And then that would make it till maybe they was brutally attacking her all the way until like maybe 7 in the morning. Who knows? To where we see the sun rising.
That's kind of what it is.
Okay, I have the phone number here, so I have not used it before, but that's the phone number you can call in. I don't know if Marlo, is it Margo or Marlo still here? Mondi says, where did the story of Winter making 911 call come from? That's actually in the unofficial police report. And we have to remember that the documents and everything that was released, that were released, is only showing the concierge statement. It's not showing everybody's statement. So they, I don't know if they gave them more statements or not, but we only have the concierge manager, Gio, and then we have the concierge himself, which I won't really name, I won't put his name out there, but we have his statement, but we don't have, to be honest, I would love to see the maid's statement, but I don't know if Suzanne has that and then released it, or this is all she has, all they gave her. And then also, if this is all they gave her, why would they only give her these specific things and not, like, the other statements from, like, even, like, the maid on the shelf? So I don't know. But I would think that if you go to Mexico, you would get the, also the official police report. So I wonder if you have that or not. Okay, I have the call-in number, but no one's gonna call me in, then I'm gonna do it. I want to shut it off.
So, may I ask you another question, Jenny? So it said, from my recollection, that the doctor said that Chantilla needed to go to the hospital, but that her friends were checking in her. So it didn't quite outright say that they were too to take her to the hospital. Is that correct?
Well, according to it, the doctor said that she said that she needed to go to emergency service, and they refused, and then finally went to call 911 finally. So, in my opinion, the whole thing with needing money is skeptical, because what changed between the time of them needing money to finally calling 911, which is the 911 came out without needing any money, right? But that part does not make sense. If you can't get someone help because of money, then you'll never be able to get them help unless you get the money, right? But they still were able to get paramedics come out for free, like through 911. I don't know if they charge later or try to. I know they help you first, like in the United States, and then they charge you later, according to the person that came to my channel, right? Medical examiner. So to me, that's just an excuse to say that you needed money to get her help. And I mean, to me, if my friend is in need of emergency service or she's about to lose her life, I'm going to call 911. I'm going to not worry about the cost of things, and I'm going to, like, get her help, right? A lot of times it's not like, oh, you need money up front. They're going to help you. I mean, just like 911 came out, right? But it was too late. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm wondering why Richard didn't call them earlier. Yeah. Or why he called them at all.
I believe, to be honest, that it's kind of like this. You have to go through the motions. Once you already know, if you actually really want to get St. Paul help, you will get her help as soon as you realize that she's injured and having difficulties. I believe they just went through the motions of pretending like they wanted to get her help, and it's kind of like subconsciously they really wanted her to pass away so that she wouldn't be able to speak or tell what happened. They already, just from her injuries and how she, think about it, just from her injuries and her not being verbal, her busted eye, busted lip, and obviously, like, I really believe they knew her condition, our state, and they knew that they were already in hot water, like, in trouble, just from injuring her, right? So you are, I think that Asian, all right, knew she was going to go to jail just from what she did to St. Paula. That's why she said alcohol poisoning. She already knew that in Mexico, Bully attacked in St. Paula, and she calling and saying that Bully attacked her. I'm the one who calls her bust out, bust with out of station and her whole state or condition. He would go to jail. So that's why she said alcohol, I believe she has alcohol poisoning. She knew she was going to jail just for attacking St. Paul, and she's in Mexico. She doesn't want to go, she didn't want to go to Mexican, Mexico jail. So that's why she took control. You remember, when someone is responsible for something, they want to control the narrative and control the storyline and control the cover-up and control everything because they're trying to protect their own eyes. She texts the concierge because she wants to be the one that says, you think other people want to text and say alcohol poisoning? No, they ain't just going to put their neck on the line and say, hey, concierge, it's alcohol poisoning. She had to be the one to do it because she did it. You just going to text somebody for somebody trying to cover, you're going to say you do it. But you're going to be the one texting that lie when it all comes out in the end, right? So she knew that if she texted to that concierge, our bully attacked her, she was going to jail in Mexico. So it was in her mind that she had to get back home. She's not going to admit to any booty attacking thing, quote. She's not going to admit to anything. She's going to lie and lie and lie. And to be honest, in her best interest, it'll be best that St. Paul doesn't speak one more word. Because if she speaks one word, she's going to jail for booty attacking her in Mexico. And if she passes away, then she won't be able to speak and say, hey, I actually was attacked. So Desjardins wanted to get out of there. She wanted to really get out of there. That's my opinion.
So, you think that prolonged the calling for help or prolonged texting to come here so that would have a higher significance?
Yes. I believe that she wanted St. Paul to pass away because, like I said, she was going to jail. Think about it. If St. Paul said, Wait, so was I on mute, Isaac? Was I on mute this whole time, or you heard me?
I did not.
Oh, wait, so I was on mute the whole time I was talking about Desjardins and the call and the concierge? I hope not. Oh, my God. Huh?
No, I heard that. I think we heard that.
Okay.
I was just
wondering if she felt like Desjardins and perhaps the others prolonged calling for help because they wanted the work else to happen, or do you think they responded and prolonged? She prolonged it because automatically she was going to go to jail. As soon as anybody in Mexico found out that she brutally attacked St. Paul and busted her lie, and gave her that whole condition of bust eye, busted lip, nodding her head, all that condition. As soon as the police found out, Desjardins knew she was going to jail. So, like, if you already know you're going to jail in Mexico, and you're not going to be going back home to the United States to everybody else, you're with, what are you going to do? You're going to try to avoid going to jail. If St. Croix speaks and says what's going on, she's going to jail. If St. Croix passes away, she can try to say alcohol poisoning, right? I mean, she was already going to go to jail. If she actually called and said it was a brutal attack, if anybody from that villa called and said it was a brutal attack, Desjardins was going to go to jail for violence, for battery, assault and battery, aggravated battery, should I say. She was going to jail. That's why nobody from that villa could call and say what really happened, because Desjardins was telling them, look, if you call and tell them that I brutally attacked and called, I'm going to jail in Mexico. And those are her friends there. You think they're going to call and text and say, yeah, she blew the tax code, and they know Desjardins is going to jail? So that's why Desjardins was the one that probably text and say, hey, she actually, I think she has alcohol poisoning, and she needs emergency service. And she was probably hoping that, I really don't think that she, I think she did it because to prolong it then means, like, if no one ever called for help or tried to get help, then that would be extra suspicious that something went wrong or something happened, right? So to me, to wait a long time, I think they waited a long time until they finally realized that St. Croix couldn't even speak. Like, she was unresponsive, she couldn't speak, or she couldn't move. I think they realized her condition. So that's when they finally called and said, I think she has alcohol poisoning, emergency services. So they knew at that moment she couldn't speak, right? And then later on, I really don't think they, I think they refused medical help. I really do believe that they wanted her to pass because at that point, she won't be able to speak up for herself or say what happened. And then they will be able to leave Mexico. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.